Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. In the third decade of the 21st century, it's 7 to the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. The Finico joins us and tries to restore order on a regular basis. 13-year member of our Brain Trust, succeedinginyourbusiness.com is his website for all of his writings. Can they find you for legal advice there too, Cliff?
Yeah, absolutely. They can do that too. There's a link there to my other website, which is cliffenico.com, right. And I don't expect people to be able to spell that. Just go to succeedinginyourbusiness.com, and there's a link to my legal website. And I am one of the few attorneys, at least in the Northeast, that will help set up a nonprofit for a flat fee. I have to charge a little something, but
I want to get into this next topic, but quickly, what do you charge for setting up a nonprofit?
Sure. Right now, the current fee, it's a flat fee, it's $3,000, but that includes all of the filing fees and everything else that IRS charges.
Right,
so I want to move on. Good deal, I think.
It is a good deal. I want to move on, Cliff, and talk about Chapter 11. Now, we're not going to educate people on bankruptcy in this segment. However, I wrote a piece about this a while back about the fact that we're going to have more bankruptcies this year among small businesses than would be normal because of the coronavirus, and a lot of people could possibly, because of new rules under the Chapter 11, was it subchapter 3, I think, or 5, I forgot, 5 I guess it is, the new Chapter 11 rules allow a lot of small business owners who thought they might have to close up to continue to march. The courts are more in their, laws are more in the favor of a small business taking Chapter 11. What do you think?
Yeah, you definitely want to talk to a bankruptcy lawyer about this. They made this change back in February, right before the COVID pandemic hit.
Yeah.
Could not have been better time, as far as I'm concerned.
Yep.
But the new law basically liberalizes the Chapter 11 rules. It allows you to reorganize, and you are more in control. That's the big difference with Subchapter 5. In previous law, it was more of a negotiation with your creditors. The creditors would form a committee, and you went back and forth on things. Now the laws allow you to remain in control.
Mm-hmm.
The creditors cannot form a committee. They have to sit. They have to wait. They have to be more patient.
And
they
if the judge is willing to accept your reorganization, they have to take it. The judge can cram it down on them, Kenny.
That is correct. Yeah, the judge can force that. If you can get the judge on your side, of course.
Right.
So it's something you definitely want to look into. It's called Subchapter 5. That's the technical name of it. If you're thinking about doing bankruptcy and you're thinking about liquidating and, throwing in the towel, before you do it, talk to a bankruptcy lawyer and ask about the new Subchapter 5 rules and how they are applying in your part of the country. Because every district court, every federal court in the United States has its own set of bankruptcy rules, and they are adapting them now to the new Subchapter 5. So there's a lot of local variation here. You want to find out what's going on in your state and in the court district in which you live. But it's not going to be a long conversation or an expensive one. This is probably only going to be about a 15-20 minute. And if you do qualify for it, I would take advantage of for it. If nothing else, it'll give you the opportunity to stay alive for the next 2 or 3 years when the world, I predict, will look a lot different than it does
Well,
today.
And see, up until this year, as you say, Chapter 11 wasn't a real viable option for most truly small businesses. But now with this new Subchapter 5, it makes a big difference. It gives you more control. And a lot of people are like me. Bankruptcy is really a dirty word. They don't want to do it. I feel the same way. However, I remind people that of these people, William Macy, Henry Ford, Walt Disney, and I'm trying to think of who else is. Abraham Lincoln. All those people took bankruptcy before they became famous.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Abe Lincoln basically had a law partner that skedaddled with the firm money, and he was in terrible debt for years in Illinois.
Yep. That's exactly right.
You know, before he started running for office. So
folks, look into the new Chapter 11, Subchapter 5. For if you're in trouble, and what I'm trying to tell him, Cliff, don't wait. If you're worried about your financial situation, check on it now. Check it today. What do you think?
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, no time like the present. Things aren't going to get better for at least another year. You got to have a plan. And if this is the only way to do it, if it's the only choice between, you know, this and failure, you know, you got to do what you got to do. So,
thanks, Cliffy.
So suck it up and get going.
Thanks for being here. Cliff Inico, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. Don't forget, succeedinginyourbusiness.com. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.